I'm in court because democracy is under trial in our country. The state has turned against its own citizens. An election without choice, a flawed election, has produced such instability in our body politic and, of course, the attack on dissenting voices as the regime in Harare tries to clamp down and consolidate its authoritarian character and push back on all democratic forces in our country. So that's why we've been given concocted charges. And of course, we are undeterred. We are focused because we understand that this is the nature of the struggle and these are the difficulties that we face in the execution of our democratic mandate and responsibility to free our country.
But you are accused of inciting violence that allegedly took place at a soccer stadium. Were you at the stadium?
Of course. I mean, it's part of the broad plot to attack and try to dismember and dismantle and, of course, disorganize the alternative voices. That's why you see Kudzai and other players in the democratic alternative, Honorable Maureen Kadeumanga, and, of course, our councillors and recently our deputy mayor for Harare, are being taken on charges that they have been instigated by ZANU-PF, and of course to try and make sure that we render, you know, these people incapable and incapacitated to execute their duties.
What can you tell us about the arrest of the newly elected deputy mayor of Harare, Kudzai Kazumbe? Also, the authorities are accusing her of assaulting a member of the ruling ZANU-PF during the past elections.
Look, we have been in the receiving end of politically motivated violence and organized violence by ZANU-PF. We bear the scars of ZANU-PF terror attack both in the urban and in the countryside. And it is clear and self-evident that ZANU-PF is trying to accuse our members and supporters and champions as a way to strike political and moral equivalence on their cases of violence that are so glaring, on their cases of stolen election, because Zimbabwe never had an election, particularly in the countryside. It was purely coercion because state apparatus were unleashed against defenseless and unarmed citizens. And that's why you see our people being accused of the same, so that they try to bury the accusations and crimes that they committed in the just-ended sham election.